Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. Today's Monday, the 9th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. Indian equity markets are poised to open in the positive zone as indicated by the GIFT Nifty this morning. Markets snapped a two-week losing streak to end in the positive zone last week. RBI's jumbo 50 basis point repo rate cut coupled with a 100 basis point CRR cut in four tranches led to a big gain in the market on Friday. The Sensex rose nearly 750 points and the Nifty rallied over 250 points to close above the 25,000 mark. The RBI also shifted its policy stance from accommodative to neutral, citing global growth challenges. The announcements sent banking and financial stocks surging, with the Nifty Bank and Nifty Financial Services indices hitting all-time highs at 56,693 and 26,921 respectively. Nifty Realty Index surged 4.7% on renewed investor optimism. The Nifty ended the week higher by 2%, but the broader markets outperformed, with the mid-cap index rising 3% for the week. Eternal, Shriram Finance, Dr. Reddy's, M&M, Adani Ports and Jio Financial were among the top Nifty gainers last week. Gold financiers, including Manappuram Finance and Muthoot Finance, witnessed a sharp rise in share prices as RBI's revision of loan-to-value ratio lifted the investor sentiment. Aiming at improving access to formal credit for rural and semi-urban borrowers, the new rules will exempt gold loans up to Rs. 2.5 lakhs from credit appraisals, raise the LTV cap for small-ticket loans to 85% from 75%, and allow borrowers to self-declare gold ownership in the absence of purchase invoices. Both domestic and foreign investors were net buyers in the cash market on Friday. But overseas investors have pulled out as much as 8,750 crore rupees from the Indian market in June so far. For the week ahead, experts believe the trading range will get wider than usual, with 25,150 and 25,350 likely to act as resistance. On the downside, 24,850 may act as a crucial support. Now, India's retail inflation, US-China tariff talks, foreign fund inflows and global cues will dictate trends this week. Global cues are pretty solid too, with S&P 500 hitting the 6,000 mark for the first time since late February on Friday. The Dow too popped over 400 points amid better-than-expected non-farm payroll data. US payrolls climbed 1,39,000 in May, above the forecast of 1,25,000, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 4.2%. The market's move higher was supported by a more than 3% gain in shares of Tesla. Now, shares of the electric vehicle maker weighed on the market on Thursday, tumbling 14% as CEO Elon Musk sparred with US President Donald Trump on social media. Other major tech-related names such as Nvidia, Meta Platforms and Apple also ended the session higher. This morning, Asian markets are upbeat with both the Nikkei and Kospi edging higher. Chinese markets too trade higher even as consumer prices extend decline for fourth month in May, fueling fears of deflation. In the money market, US Treasury yields spiked higher on the back of hotter-than-expected US jobs data, as investors breathed a sigh of relief that the US economy remains on solid footing. The 10-year Treasury yield added more than 11 basis points to 4.5%. The dollar index, meanwhile, rose 0.5% to 99.2, but still notched a weekly loss. In the commodities market, gold fell over 1% as strong US jobs data dampened hopes of a Fed rate cut this year, while silver soared to its highest level since 2012. On the other hand, crude oil prices saw first weekly gain in 3 weeks after a favorable US jobs report and resumed trade talks between US President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping raised hopes for growth in the world's two largest economies. Shifting focus to the top stocks to watch out for in trade today. HDFC Bank is in the spotlight after it issued a strong statement calling allegations by Leelavati Trust against its MD and CEO Shashidhar Jagdishan baseless and malicious. The bank alleges that the accusations are part of a targeted campaign by Prashant Mehta and his family, who owe substantial dues to derail loan recovery efforts. Also in focus, SEBI has issued a corrigendum to its interim order on IndusInd Bank. The market regulator clarified that the reference to a board note regarding the appointment of KPMG in February 2024 will now be replaced with an engagement note. This comes after the initial order had stated that KPMG's appointment was based on a board-level document. Meanwhile, MCX has received SEBI's approval to launch electricity derivatives, opening up a new segment for the exchange. Among auto majors, M&M reported a sharp year-on-year rise in May production and sales. In other news, BEL or Bharat Electronics has signed an MOU with Tata Electronics to explore semiconductor opportunities. And Garden Reach has inked agreements in Sweden and Denmark to expand into marine and expedition cruise systems. Also on the radar, UPL's associate in Brazil is set to divest its entire stake for $125 million. And AFCON's infra has bagged a significant 700 crore rupee order from Reliance Industries. Shares of Suzlon Energy will also be in focus as a potential block deal is likely to take place in the stock. Reports suggest promoters Tanti Family and Trust plan to sell 20 crore shares through the block deal. Floor price of 64.75 rupees is at a 2.9% discount to Suzlon's closing price on Friday. Now this takes the total transaction value to 1,295 crore rupees. It's time for our Voice of the Day segment. Today we have Nirav Karkera of Fisdom Research who shares his outlook on the banking sector after RBI's jumbo 50 basis point rate cut. Let's listen in.
Near-term margin pressure will sustain. In fact, we saw most banks exit FY25 with a lot of pressure on their margins. So the current quarter also may sort of extend that pressurized environment. But however, having said that, the CRR easing up is expected to give banks a lot more lending headroom, right, and much more ability to further improve their margins going ahead. So second half FY26 onwards, we believe banks will be much better positioned in terms of their margins and overall growth in advances. However, in the near term, existing pressure on the margins will continue to sustain for a little bit longer. So the way we look at it is perhaps the first quarter will be a sustained pressurized environment. The next quarter after that will be a transitory one. And second half FY26 is when things start looking up finally for banks. So the policy also takes away a lot of pressure off the unsecured assets, right? And this comes amidst a time where the books were anyway improving in health. So net-net, this is accretive to banks. It is just a matter of time. So it's a matter of when and not if bank margins are going to improve.
That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.